Hi, you're listening today to some exciting stories, so sit back and enjoy. One man had the courage to tell the truth. One against 400.
King Ahab, God doesn't want this war. If you don't listen to him, you'll risk your life.
Did you hear that? He's giving me my death sentence. Throw him into prison, now!
It wasn't popular for King Ahab to listen to God. He had taken it into his head to attack the city of Ramoth. Whoever doesn't listen to God risks his life. Ahab's spies eavesdropped on the enemy's war plan.
When we fight against Ahab and his army, don't shoot at the soldiers, but at the king.
But Ahab was clever.
King Jehoshaphat, I'm going to disguise myself, but you stay in your kingly robes, and then we'll go and fight together.
King Jehoshaphat went along. I don't understand that, though. Why didn't he listen to God's advice? Normally, he always makes decisions with God's help. It was a hard fight, and the enemy focused only on the king. You can surely imagine what happened. When the enemy saw King Jehoshaphat in his kingly robes, they thought that he was King Ahab and used him for their target practice. Jehoshaphat screamed for his life. Now he realised this truth. Whoever doesn't listen to God risks his life. Jehoshaphat was near to death. But God caused the enemies to stop shooting at him. One of the soldiers drew his bow and shot randomly and wounded King Ahab fatally. At sundown, he died. He lost his life because he never listened to God. And Jehoshaphat was brought to his senses. Would he ever make a decision without God again? Whoever doesn't listen to God risks his life. King Jehoshaphat let himself be persuaded to go a direction without God. Afterwards, he was sorry about it. Even when your friends in your circle don't think it's popular to listen to God, then be like a fish who swims against the current. No matter what others think, listen to God. And get your advice from people who know and love Jesus. Whoever doesn't listen to God risks his life. It's a real joy when I listen to God, for I know that he wants the best for me.
This is Ellen saying goodbye until the next time. If you want to get in touch, send an email to alleyn@cefbritain.org. That's A-L-L-E-Y-N@cefbritain.org.